Good evening, everyone. And the first thing we have to do for our regular scheduled board meeting is we do have to dispense of a fairly quick public hearing dealing with a liquor license. So I'm going to call that. So right now, at least initially, I'm calling to order our Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, public hearing scheduled for 6:45 p.m. And again, this is there is one agenda item, and it involves a liquor license. At this time, though, before we go into the new business, let me ask Mr. Chrisman to conduct a roll call.
Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chrisman. So with that, just quickly, same normal rules as apply this public hearing as our normal board hearing. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the township, or the policy of the township, to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes to ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device, everybody needs to speak directly into the microphone. I'll do a better job of that. When we get to public comment, the same rules as at a normal meeting. If you wish to come up to the microphone, place comment into the record, simply identify yourself, first name, last name, and address. That's so that the accurate minutes can be kept and we have a record of who is saying what. And then typically we ask that you wrap up your comments in about 3 minutes, okay? If you're going long, I may nudge you, all right? Don't take it personally. It's just that, as usual with all our meetings, we have a lot of business to attend to. So the first item under this public hearing is the public hearing. This is regarding a request from Loto Station, LLC, for the approval of an intermunicipal transfer of liquor license number R-11866 from the City of Harrisburg to 1219 West End Avenue, Hummelstown, Derry Township. And I will turn this item over. Well, Mr. Nelson, I think I'm turning it over to you.
Okay. I have no information on this or paperwork, but Mr. My glasses to read this.
Zoller.
Mr. Zoller, you're the attorney on this matter?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a witness?
I'm going to do a presentation. I do have okay. Mr. Sharker from the Loto Station, if anybody has questions.
Okay, fantastic. If you want to start your presentation, that would be great.
And so, again, just make sure you pull that microphone close to your mouth, because we find if you don't, it doesn't end up working.
Can you press the button, please? Thank you, sir.
I guess this is okay now.
That's better, yeah.
My name is Greg Zoller. I'm an attorney with Flaherty & O'Hara, and I represent Loto Station, LLC, trading as the Inglewood Brewing. With me tonight is Jeff Sharp, one of the founding members of Loto Station. We are here tonight to request that Derry Township approve a resolution permitting the municipal transfer of a restaurant liquor license from outside the township to within it, pursuant to revised liquor code provision Title 47, Section 461B3. Restaurant liquor license R-11866 will be transferred to Loto Station for use at its already existing brewery and brew pub restaurant located right here in Derry Township. As you may know, the liquor code permits the PLCB to approve the transfer of a liquor license from any other municipality in Dauphin County to within another municipality, so long as you, the receiving municipality, issue a resolution approving the transfer. The standard to be applied is that the receiving municipality must approve the transfer unless it finds that doing so would adversely affect the health, welfare, peace, and morals of the municipality. In order for you to make a decision on our request, let me provide you with some background on Loto Station. Loto Station has been operating both a brewery and a full-service sit-down brew pub restaurant at 1219 West End Avenue, Hummelstown, PA, since 2019, doing business as Inglewood Brewing, offering both lunch and dinner options as well as live entertainment Tuesday through Sunday. Loto Station is currently licensed by the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board to not only produce and distribute its own malt and brew beverages for both on and off premises consumption, but to serve other malt and brew beverages, wines, and spirits produced by other Pennsylvania licensed manufacturers. Subject to certain sales percentages, which are tied to the amount of product that Lotus Station produces and sells for on-premises consumption. Lotus Station is currently licensed by the PLCB in that it currently holds both a G license for its brewery and a GP license for its full-service sit-down brew pub restaurant. In addition, under its G or brewery license, Lotus Station currently is able to self-distribute its products without having to sell its products to a Pennsylvania importing distributor for resale to other Pennsylvania licensed retailers. In order for Lotus Station to not run afoul of the percentage requirements set forth in the liquor code for on-premises sales of other Pennsylvania products, Lotus Station is being required to surrender its GP license and obtain a restaurant liquor license. However, in doing so, Lotus Station will lose its right to self-distribution of its own products, which will require Lotus Station enter a distribution agreement with a third-party importing distributor. Although the license that Lotus Station is now being required to obtain for its brew pub restaurant is different than its existing license, Lotus Station's operations will remain the same, with the exception of the percentage amount of products sold for on-premises consumption and the type of products it will be able to sell, as non-PA produced products will now be permitted under the newly acquired restaurant license. Aside from those two changes, everything in their operating model will remain the same. Lotus Station currently employs 68 employees, 8 full-time, 60 part-time, to staff both its brewery and brew pub restaurant, which are in addition to William Levine, who will continue to fill the role as the PLCB license manager for the brew pub restaurant. The restaurant's normal hours of operation will remain the same, Tuesday through Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. On days that events are held, the normal business hours of operations are subject to change, as the hours of operation will be event-driven. Under the GP license that they currently have and the restaurant license they're going to acquire, the hours of operation are from 7 a.m. until 2 a.m. So the hours of operation under one license versus the other, there's not going to be any difference. Lotus Station will continue the comprehensive responsible alcohol management program that it already has in place, and that all restaurant employees will continue to receive the Bureau of Liquor Control Enforcement created ramp cellar server training, and the establishment itself will continue to be ramp certified. Lotus Station will continue to institute 100% tolerance policy for anyone appearing to be under the age of 35 using an ID card scanner, as well as a 10% carding policy for all events regardless of age. For events, no ID, no admittance to the event. And we'll continue to have dedicated employee will serve as the licensed man for a group pub restaurant. As far as security, in addition to the employee training, it will continue to utilize 42 security cameras that it has placed throughout the premises, both in the exterior and the interior. In addition, restaurant employees working in the restaurant will continue to routinely physically monitor the restaurant brew pub area during their shifts by personally observing patrons in the restaurant pub area. Lotus Station will continue to have live musical entertainment and events and outdoor games such as cornhole during the warmer months. In fact, on November 18th, the Bantu Bays, a classical rock band, will be playing, and on November 19th, the Baker Brothers will be in town performing their own blend of music, folk, rock, and soul and country influences. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. In addition, there will be 4 regular-sized TVs located in both the lower and the upper restaurant seating and dining areas, which will primarily be used to show regional and local programming, with 1 large projection screen TV being located in the main event center where live entertainment musical events are held. The premises will be non-smoking. It will continue to be well-lit, smoke-free, family-friendly, safe, and secure environment where customers and families can dine in and enjoy a drink with their meal, or grab a drink and catch a show. Takeout service for both food and beer will also be offered to patrons as well. Lotus Station will continue to be a responsible business owner that is making yet another significant investment in its existing business, and that investment needs to be protected by responsible management and well-trained employees with respect to the service of alcohol. Lotus Station continue to be a well-respected employer, well-respected community and business member of Derry Township, and will continue to offer residents living in and outside the township with a reasonably priced dining and entertainment offers in a safe and secure environment. And for all these reasons, we would request that Derry Township approve the transfer of the liquor license into the township. And if anybody has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Any questions for the council?
All right, with that, thank you.
Thank you. So the board has the option, before we either decide to entertain a motion or not, we hope this would be an appropriate time for public comment on this item. So is there anyone that, from the public, anybody that would like to comment on this applicant's request? This is the transfer of liquor license from Harrisburg to the Englewood, what we know as the Englewood. This is the time to come forward to the podium. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will close the visitor public comment session for this public hearing. And at this time, so I'll turn to my colleagues.
If I may just add, if we can just put on the record that the hearing was properly advertised.
So good.
We can entertain a motion to approve if folks are in agreement. So if so, we'll entertain a motion.
All right, I'll make a motion that the request of Lotto Station LLC to transfer the restaurant liquor license number R as in Romeo 11866 into Derry Township and approve and adopt the attached resolution number 2023-24, specifically approving the liquor license transfer.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or comment? Discussion from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your presentation. Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you.
All right, that we will formally adjourn this public hearing. That's the sign. And